This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm Adora Udogie. And Catherine, 25 years ago today, an assassin disrupted a movement for democracy in the Philippines. It really was a dramatic time as Senator Benigno Aquino, a charismatic opposition leader, was returning from exile in the U.S. to challenge the reign of dictator Ferdinand Marcos, who was facing growing accusations of massive corruption and human rights abuses. Aquino never made it, though, off the plane onto the ground of his homeland.
I heard four or five gunshots, a pause, and then a succession of more gunshots in more rapid succession. Senator Aquino lay sprawled on his stomach on the ground near the airplane. His neck and head were bleeding profusely. His body was motionless.
There was a collective gasp. Millions of Filipinos turned out for Aquino's funeral, mourning not only his death, but also mourning what many thought was the only chance to topple Marcos. But the senator's widow, Maria Corazon Aquino, stepped in with a vengeance.
If Mr. Marcos cheats me out of this election, then I will call for daily demonstrations. However, if these daily demonstrations will still not get us the desired results, then I am afraid that the people might not listen to me anymore.
Aquino faced a campaign of political manipulation and charges that she was just a woman. In February 1986, her supporters believed that she had won the presidential election, but the official tally showed Marcos winning. Violence erupted. It ended in two dueling inaugurations.
I,
Corazon Cuanco Aquino,
Corazon Cuanco Aquino,
do solemnly swear, that I will faithfully,
and conscientiously,
fulfill my duties, as President of the Philippines.
Aquino's inauguration went smoothly, but Marcos's swearing-in was disrupted. In a twist, his powerful army had switched to supporting Aquino, and all of it was caught by reporters.
We have had some technical problems.
We would like to request all the people to get off the firing range. Please.
Marcos, the once mighty dictator, well, he was forced into exile.
Yes, we believe that Marcos has finally gone, because this is the end of his dictatorship in this country, the end of tyranny.
Cory Aquino, as she became known, was the first female president of the Philippines 3 years after her husband was assassinated.
As all of these others will be given due process, but I want all of us to unite and to give support to the democratic system of government.
Despite several attempted coups, Aquino stayed in power, and she was lauded as an icon of democracy for acts like restoring the Constitution. She ruled for 6 years.